All right, the rain has been avoided.
Okay, so...
Anyway, I was saying, Goldie is absolutely correct. But, without but, she's absolutely right. And we have to learn the industry and exactly how they make their decisions. That goes without saying, actually. But the truth is, but as far as the campaign that we were discussing right now goes, it's not effective because the amount of companies, even, correct me if I'm wrong, but even if we're talking about different types of companies, of plastic and so on and so forth, the amount of companies that are being targeted, that should be targeted by us, is numbered. Again, it could be 100, it could be 1,000. That we have to study, and you are right.
In any case.
But they are numbered. So throwing out to the only way to target these people, let's put it this way, they are definitely not making the decisions according to the first answer in Google.
Yeah.
Right? That's the way things work. So I think you are right. We have to study this very in depth because I think Luca lacks.
That's what he lacks.
That ability. He's very bright, but he lacks it even compared to most inventors. He doesn't have that knowledge.
Benny,
that's where we have to go in, I think.
Right. So what we want from you, what you need with regard to photos to put onto...
Yeah, to start.
You mean content.
Content and visuals.
That's content. I need content. I can build the website, but photographs.
What do you need?
Text.
Any specials?
Depends what you want. Do you want to add? In the meantime, we're adding it to the same website.
We're adding
website?
It to the same website. Yes.
As what?
As UD Precise, and we've got like
what's
headings.
What's the name? What was the
one
name
minute,
you
one
gave
minute,
to
one
this?
One minute, one minute. We've got like headings. We've got like headings on the side of the website. Technical
so you want another one,
and I want another one, thermoplastics.
I'm not sure it's no problem, but I'm not sure you're right. I'm not sure you're right to do it that way.
Well, what would you suggest?
You can have a link on the UD Precise to thermoplastics. And it takes you maybe to another website on thermoplastics.
You see, UD Precise comes up first. Oh, this was a nice website I built.
You built a very nice website.
This was a very nice website. Yeah. Really, I didn't see this for years.
It's really good. It's really a good one. See, you see these settings here?
Yes, of course I see them.
Right.
Wow, this is very advanced for the time.
You see, we've got better photographs than these now.
Yes, but I think it's a flash. I'm not sure we still have. I have to look if I still have the original.
You don't think just like another heading here?
No, it doesn't give it. I think I don't mind. It's the same thing.
Yeah,
it's the same work for me, but or more or less closely the same work. But putting another category here.
Yes.
Turns it into a subcategory. It's not.
I understand.
It's
so
not.
What would you suggest?
I would suggest creating a website for this technology.
A website, sorry?
For this technology.
That's what I said.
I can make sure or try to have the same.
Can you have a link from here?
Absolutely. Not only a link. Not only a link. I would create a website for that technology. In this website, though, again, hopefully I have the original files. If I don't, it will be very difficult to edit it.
We do. I think we've registered this with GoDaddy.
No, that's not the problem. The files.
Oh,
these are files.
I see.
The files are basically translated into machine language, so to speak, before they are uploaded. So they cannot be directly edited.
Okay.
I need to find the source files. Hopefully, I have them.
Okay.
I usually don't throw anything out, but I can't commit to that.
All right.
But what I would do if I was you or Luca or us, call it whatever you want to do it, what I would do is the following. I would create a website, which has a very similar Look.
Look, okay.
But a website for this technology alone.
Right.
And on this website.
And include some of the wording of this.
I don't know. No, because this word.
Because
yes.
It has to be shown that this is a UD fabric which has an addition to it.
Yes. Is that what you're selling?
Yes.
You're not talking about all the other potentials?
What do you mean by that?
You said that Luca came up with the idea that since it's working so well with the UD Precise, so he can use this technology for a million different other things, those rolls, for example. He can use the rolls for other products.
We want to produce another website for the rollers.
Okay, so I thought that's what we're talking about.
No.
Oh.
I'm talking about using this in conjunction with the capability to make thermoplastic materials.
So that would be, I just have to add it. Then you're right. I would just have to edit this. This website,
because there are new photos coming through. There are new.
I understand.
And it'll show the new rollers.
So I would need to edit this website. Hopefully, it's possible. Otherwise, I would have to recreate it, which is possible.
Okay,
but
okay.
I would have to. The text is already here, and you would have to bring me the new photos.
We'll bring you the new photos
and the new wordings.
New text
and whatever to change it.
Okay.
I will try again. If I have the original files, I will send you the original text.
Can I have a look just to maybe we can take out our philosophy.
Sure.
This was Lucas.
What did they write about?
This was
he
Lucas.
Cares about it, didn't
he? This was Lucas.
Corporate
I think there's
philosophy.
Too much. There's too much.
I also think so. I put it according to Lucas. I created it according to Lucas' specifications.
I know.
I would add a little movie today. Look, it's 5 years later. It's four years later.
Yeah, I know.
We have different technologies. The website is built differently.
Okay.
It's still very advanced for the time, but it's not what I can do today.
I would take out some of this because there's too much. There's too much here, you know. And it's
words. There's a lot of text to.
Is your Wi-Fi coded? Because my internet here, Argentina, Bezek.
What?
You're wireless.
What
is it called? Do you know? You don't remember.
What's our wireless called?
I have Argentina. I have Bezek.
We are on Bezek.
Let's see.
But we're also.
Got all so.
We're also on NetVision, on NetBox.
That's not for our. What's it called?
We're on NetBox.
Here, this is a message. This is what he wanted. I didn't like it. This philosophy says a message from Luca Barizanzo, chief. Stam shtuyot. Lefi da'ati.
Altamisis, you know.
There's a contact to us that has Max Totema Exports.
Yeah.
Benny Hoxter and Herbert Maxwell is still there.
Yes.
And headquarters in Italy. But all this blah blah is very not modern.
Okay. Do you need the photographs in any particular form?
No.
You know,
I can do
pixels
whatever. I can do whatever is needed.
Pixels, whatever.
The better quality, the better. If I need to reduce quality, I can reduce it. If I need to increase quality, it can't be done.
Okay.
So the better. Is that if you have movies or any type of moving
image?
I don't think he's got yet. He's
well. Let him take out his iPhone.
He ran the UD Precise.
If he has drawings, if he has.
Can you make diagrams that move?
If you have
let me
illustrations. Illustrations is good because it looks very, very engineering.
Let me show you how one thing
connects to another.
He is patenting the rollers. He's patenting the rollers, and we're gonna need a separate website. Purely for the rollers.
I understand. That's what I thought we were talking about in the beginning.
No, we're talking about the addition to UD Precise to make thermoplastics.
Herbert Maxwell.
Under rollers. Does he have a website in Italian for his roller cutters?
In his website, there's nothing. I looked it up yesterday. There's nothing about all this.
One second. Hold on.
But he has something.
I've seen
rollers.
His website. It's the same as it was 5 years ago.
He has something about roller cut something.
Yeah, but that's something completely different.
It's not connected to this. So.
Actually, it's a problem, you know, though. Because sometimes people call us because it has to do with some product that no one's making.
You know what I said to Bill? Part of the problem with the speedy round is that it went to the company that's supposed to supply all the gas stations and all the mechanics, all the garages, it went to them where it generally sat and didn't move. So I said, you need to go on both ends. I said, he said we don't have the money. If there was room for a fishing expedition,
there is
a weekly newsletter
from Compass called Composite Weekly.
I get it.
You get it.
Yeah. I've been working here with you on this stuff until 3 years ago.
You'll see, if you look back every week, you'll see how much stress there is on thermoplastics.
Yes. There has to be something else.
There's another one.
Yes, but
more than two.
Hold on just 1 second.
And you need to look into something that's not just in English.
I don't know. I'm not sure you're right about that.
I don't know whether the European
market... I'm not sure you're right about that.
I think the American market is one thing, and the European market maybe another.
What I think is that eventually...
Maybe something in German. There's a lot of scientific stuff that comes out.
There is another one called JEC Group.
I get that, too. I actually get it even by mail.
You get that by mail?
Yeah. The actual magazine.
You get the magazine. Yeah. You get it by mail.
Yeah.
I get it.
That, and including they put me every year, and every so-and-so, they want me to do a booth in something, in somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, it's pretty interesting.
Well, you have to do that to go to these exhibitions, to these conferences.
We've got to go step by step. What we want to call the, I discussed this with Luca, what we want to call the roller thing should be Tamer Roller Technology, TRT, and we want to find a nice logo for it, you know, with a somehow with a roll from the R somehow. Anyway.
I'll tell you something though, what Luca needs or you need or what we need, what someone needs, that's the truth. If this is going to be, that's the Achilles heel. And Goldie mentioned, you weren't here, but in the last sentence she mentioned that. At the end of the day, there is a need for an investment. A need for a budget, a clear budget. Okay. What the problem, Tema International and Tema Inc. And all of the things, where it got stuck, it's not even an investment. It was the fact that everybody, including myself, including you, including Luca, was working on a day-to-day, money-wise, fun-wise, on a day-to-day basis. Today we have, a few thousand dollars, so let's send Benny to this Taruha. Let's get her Robert to. Tomorrow we don't have that money.
You're right.
Nicht das nicht. Now, these products, again, this is my humble opinion. Maybe I'm wrong, but maybe it's worth something.
You're 100%
now,
right.
Now, the question of money is one thing. Money is an issue. It has to come from somewhere. But putting that aside, regardless of how much money is invested into this, or into anything, budget has to be clear. If you have $1,000 or if you have $20 million, no, you have to know how much money you are working with. Because, for example, this Google thing. I said it's ineffective. But the word ineffective has meaning only if you have a certain amount of money. It could be any number.
You're right.
$50 million or $50,000. Is that true? And then you can say it's ineffective. Why? Because that $50,000 can be invested in phone calls, in a nicer website, in whatever it comes to mind. If you don't know how much is, by the way, if you ask me, if Luca, you aside, us aside, if you ask me, if Luca would have been able to done that, he would be a rich man today. He is not. He's far from it. Why? Because he's not doing it. He has an idea. I'm a chayyeh. Yeah, maybe we'll do kumkum, maybe we'll do espresso machines. All right, let's get money. It costs $1,000 here, $1,000 there. Shine, end of story. Now he has probably in his house a beautiful coffee machine that's very electricity efficient.
No, he doesn't have it,
definitely. Not in a
chinam. He's only thinking about it.
In a chinam. When we worked together, we worked a few years together.
Yeah.
With him and us together, all of us, basically. The feeling was, my feeling, which might have been wrong. I wasn't managing the business. My feeling was that there is no budget. There is no saying, listen, here's the money. We can arrange for this. It's a risk. We can lose it. It's not. That's every business. But this is the money we can risk. We think this is enough. Let's try and use it in the most beneficial way. And we are people of faith. Oh, well, Kosh Baruch Hu do his son.
Okay. Let me tell you this.
Don't misunderstand me. This is not criticism and speeding around had different, in my opinion, different inherent issues. That's not what blocked it.
Speeding around is not going anywhere.
Yes, it has. It's too good.
All these, it's too good and it's too expensive. Also,
it's just too good. Even if it would be for cheap.
Right. Okay.
What's that supposed to mean?
It's supposed to mean that you have. This is creating, in my opinion, and this I can say also my experience because I've been traveling and showing it around. You are killing a bug with a nuclear bomb. Mm-hmm. It's there is a problem of akuma and that fixes it in a chinami. But you are putting in a small garage a gigantic machine that it is gigantic in terms of which takes electricity, takes training, takes a lot of money in a few thousand dollars to fix that. It's a very hard sell, so it has inherent problems. Should add small as is. Nonetheless, I honestly believe that if the problem of money. Of money, not in the sense of getting the money, because the money is there. We're not talking here about billions. The money is—it's tens of thousands of dollars. It's doable.
All right. Let me tell you this: that we're going to the States soon for a month. We have an opportunity to speak to somebody who is who handles investments of millions, and he's a friend. He's a good friend of ours. He's a Jewish guy.
Who is this?
What?
Do you mind telling me who it is? I'm just curious.
Brett Goldstein. Brett Goldstein. We have some money invested with him.
Oh, really?
Yes.
No, he's at UBS.
He's at UBS. He's at UBS, but not the UBS from Switzerland. UBS,
the American one.
Special American entity. He was in Oppenheimer before that, and he moved to UBS. That's why we moved with him, because he makes money. He makes money for us, you know. Anyway.
Oh, he's looking at, he's always looking at things to see, you know, what's interesting. And he's given over the years.
So you need to come if you want, if you actually.
But even he.
There's a problem with that.
Even he would.
There's two problems with that. Number one, if I understand correctly what type of person we're talking about, there is a problem. The problem is that you're too cheap. These people are not interested in investing $200,000, usually. I don't know the right person. They are interested in $50 million businesses and magazine, in general.
Well, we haven't got that kind of thing.
We're not interested in that. That's a problem on one side. And the other problem is, it's not a problem, but you or Luca or someone, and no matter how friendly you are with them, I'm sure you are very friendly with them, but you will have to come up with a very sound business plan.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm talking about, you know, one of those
things.
And not a
something you write on the back of a napkin.
and you have to tell, and you have to make sure that he doesn't understand. Look, we're friends. We're
you are 100% right.
I'm talking completely freely here. Say he says, beautiful idea. You know what? I'll get my personal private jet and let's jump to Genoa to see what we're talking about. And he'll go to him and he'll see us the garage. It is. Again, we're all friends, including Luca.
Don't worry.
It is a garage. It is a garage. It's some Italian guy who speaks a very broken English, and he doesn't come across as whoever you want to get money from, even if he's a very best friend, and assuming he's interested in petty businesses from their point of view, not from our, of course, from their point of view, you will need to show an impressive crew. Who's doing this? Some Italian guy, and you in your house in Catamount. I'm sorry, Goldie. I'm not trying to blow any bubbles. I'm the opposite. The total opposite. It's not that it's not. It has to be. I'm trying to give it as it is, Dafka, because I'm a friend, not because I'm.
Well, you start off like, you ever see The Wolf of Wall Street?
I have seen The Wolf of Wall Street.
Well, he started out in somebody's garage.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Yes, he did. And he got money. He cheated his way out from people who have no knowledge of anything. Now, I am sure 100%. That brat too has seen Wolf of Wall Street.
Yes.
So did everybody else in the industry. And when he will see, if he will see Luca's garage, that's the first thought he will have in his mind, just like you. And he does not want pink sheets. So what I'm saying is, I'm even a little maxinense. I'm exaggerating a little bit, just it's true. Actually, Luca does come across as a little mishega. That's how he comes across, but it's good. You know, this weird genius engineering guy. But when you come to Brad or to
Brett.
Yes. Or to 50 other options who all daven in the Shtiblach daily.
Yes.
True. Emes. Right. Some of them are, they don't look like much, but some of them are you know, all the Jerusalem, all those guys from Malchan.
Yeah, yeah.
They're or even to just a friend, or even to the bank. They will say,
that's only one.
Where's the office? Who's doing it? What is your plan? Who did your plan? Who's Milavedze from accounting point of view? All of these things. That is what they are going to say. Now, I know you want to say something. Let me just finish one more word.
Yes.
You want me to build a website? I will do it lovingly, and I will charge you.
Of course.
And that is great. But if you want. If you would be sitting here and tell me, or if you will be in the future, past this website, you would come to me and say, listen, Benny, things have changed and I want to reignite whatever that was back then. Okay.
Plan.
What I would tell you, I would say, listen, I would love to work with or for you, whatever that is, that, but it has to be in a way that money is the business is money, and Luca's money, personal money, and Herbert Maxwell's money, and Benny's money are completely detached from the company's money. It's called a veil in legal issues.
What do you mean by that?
What I mean is that a trade show in Munich cannot come directly. I mean, indirectly, that's the way it does. That's the way it works. Cannot come directly from Herbert Maxwell's personal bank account. The reason that can't be done is Herbert Maxwell is an entity, is a human being, and Goldie Maxwell is also a human being, and Benny Hoxer is a human being. Max Kotema is, or should be, something different. I'm not talking about legal and misim issues here. That's not, which, by the way, is also
tax issues.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the way that Luca can tell you, listen, I think we should go to that place, to Munich. And you say you don't want to go to that place, but the truth is, you are thinking, can I afford it or not, or I have a special expense this month. That is counterproductive, in my humble opinion.
I agree with everything you've said.
Why? Because if you run it that way, you'll completely at any moment and run out of funds at any moment.
Right.
It's not only that, even if you don't run kaput, it creates for you and for Luca and for me and for Robert an emotional attachment to the money that is not good. Look, when you go when you want to meet Luca, but you don't, because in a month you're going to Switzerland anyway. Yeah, you're going to your daughter. What are you, Meshiga? Pay two tickets? You're doing anyway? So you postpone it. That's the way it works. That's the way things go. We all do it. I have my own business. I know how it works. It's a problem. It's a inhibitor. If you said to yourself, I'm not in the picture before, for yourself, not like Luca and all the business is Luca and Herbert. If you say to yourself, I put, I don't know, 10,000 shekel on this business. So, and it's there. It's never going back into your pocket. End of the story. It's there. So then you can more rationally, of course, at the end of the day, profit and loss comes from the human beings. It's human beings behind the shares. But there's a level that has to be crossed. And then he will say, yeah, this month I have 2,000 shekel in the taksiv hazeh. So yeah, I'll go to Luca and not postpone whatever we're planning to move on.
Okay.
I'm not trying to be a chutzpah shtick. I'm sorry.
It was running as a business.
Yes. Let me fill you in with Robert for a start.
I have no idea what's going on with that guy.
The UD machine that went to Germany, Robert is using the material that's made from that machine to produce heaters for home, carbon fiber heaters, panels.
I remember them.
He's using Fofo. Okay.
Did he ever make a parnassa out of that?
He started.
He started that since 2006.
I know.
I remember him starting it in 2006, that's 8 years ago.
He's got to a point where he's perfected them now, and he's actually, he asked me if I would get involved to sell them for him.
That was 8 years ago.
What? No, it wasn't so long ago. It wasn't so long ago. Maybe 3-4 months ago. That's another avenue that maybe we could look at. But from the investment point of view, what I would like to do is to test the market. And as we're going to be in the States, and I've asked Luca to patent the rollers already.
It takes time to patent.
What?
It takes a long time.
At least if they're applied for.
Yeah, the most immediate, yeah.
I could start speaking to American roller manufacturers, and I've got a whole list of them. The phone is free, the phone that we use is free in America. I can speak to any place in America I want to. I could start making some serious inquiries what the market is like for these rollers. And if we find that there is a good market for these rollers. By the way, what Luca intends to do is not to, he can't make all these rollers himself. He wants to license them out to companies in different countries. Or maybe three, or like in America, maybe 4 or 5 companies to make the rollers.
One will do.
What?
One will do.
Well, one will do if the market is big enough. One will do. So if I find that the market is really interested, and Lucas said he'll send me all the data of the advantages of the rollers.
You can't go there.
Then Goldie and I will put money into this.
Then you need, before you go, this is just a side remark, this is not a future thing. You need a website for the rollers.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
People will ask.
Give me some information.
We do.
You need it before you leave.
You need it before.
You leave. You see, this is what I'm saying. I'm sorry.
They're going to say, we're interested. So what are you talking about? So
they won't say, what are you talking about? They say, give me your website.
Yeah.
And if you'll say, so they'll say you're just testing the market.
We're just starting out.
No, it's not starting out. It's not the issue. You're not starting out. Luca is not starting out. He's stagnating. This is the truth. I know Luca since early 2006. It's scary how time passes. We know each other almost a decade.
You know, he likes you very much.
That's very flattering. He once got me drunk. That's why he thinks I'm nice. He did. With vodka. He took me to some bar.
Yeah.
And he was like drinking like that. And I can drink a beer or two. I can't hold my liquor. And he was like, I'm not a drinker, I don't know how you do that, I'm not British, I'm not a German guy. He was drinking another glass, and come on, drink it, I didn't want to fall back. And it was night near that pier, and then near that stupid hotel that he puts everybody in there.
No, now we go to a much nicer hotel.
Thank God. And once I was locked out of that room in the middle of the night. The doors locked themselves.
Oh, no.
And there was no one there, and I was in my underwear, so embarrassing. Eventually, I kind of slipped, and there was a couch there, and he got me drunk, so he thinks I'm nice. But I like him too. Is he still not smoking, or did he come back to smoking?
No, he stopped smoking.
So we both have not smoked since. Anyway, but the truth is, he is stagnating. This business is stagnating. The reason is that a word, stagnating?
Yes.
Thank you. That is, after 10 years, you can say, we are not at the start. We are at the same place. The reason is that, I'm sorry, Dove. The reason, in my opinion, which might be completely wrong, the reason is, simple. The strategy of saying, let's forever keep on testing the markets. Because the truth is, not Luca, we have something incredible. Luca. He can actually create things. Some of them are ridiculous, but he can create things. But we are endlessly testing the market. We are endlessly seeing a beautiful idea. We're going to America on family business in a month. We will test the market, and then we will do A, B, C, hopefully.
How long does it take you to build a website?
It depends what we're doing, but you can roughly say a week.
A week,
and then another week for a week. It doesn't take a week of work, but I don't have all my time.
I don't have any materials yet.
What?
You don't have any photographs, nothing.
If you have the content, you can expect a working draft within a week, meaning a website that's working, and then it takes, my experience is, once you see it online, you want to change something, the colors are not good, you have a few more.
We're going to use, I think, the photos of the rollers on the UD Precise we'll use for the roller, website. Because they're there already.
What you should do is call Mr. Luca Parisonzo and tell him, take out your stupid iPhone. And, I mean, it's not that he has to develop film. Let him take a million picture, then let him scan the all his drawings, or have him do it. Have him make bogus drawings if he wants to.
Yes.
But just drawings that look engineering. And take a couple of movies. It's nothing. It's no work. And if he can't do it, go there yourself, or send Robert, or send someone. And
Robert's
do it,
going there at the end of the month.
And do it, and have someone do it. Not the end of the month. Today, call Luca and tell him, listen, Luca, we need as much as possible. Blah blah. It won't be all online. Even part of it. Only a small part of it. But we have to be able
to choose the best.
Goldie needs.
Do you want to send him an email and tell him?
Goldie, one minute, I'll answer that. 1 second. I can do whatever you want me to do, but wait a second. I'll answer that in a minute. But Goldie, I understand Goldie will do all the PR and
Goldie will do the text.
I don't do PR, but I know it's one thing to write text when you have all the pictures and in front of your eyes.
Right.
I know from my experience with other people, it's a different thing to write some text from your memory and then get the pictures and then realize that they're not
the materials, and then you call
and then you run that, and then you go to the website builder and he'll make you something that you say it's not pretty, so you change it, and that's how the things are done.
Okay.
Now 1 minute. So that's as far as I was make until this point. I'm saying to you, make your own decisions. I mean, bad. I'll do it. I'm glad to consult you.
I would like you to send an email to Luca.
From this point on, I want to say something else. I want to offer something else. It's not mechuyos. You can go about it the way you just said, and I'll send an email to Luca. My two cents say the following. I do not think that your business is UD Precise. I do not think your business is Rolls. I do not think your business is heating espresso machines or wool heaters. Your business, in my opinion, and I know your business for many years, maybe more than many people, is Luca Parisonzo. He is your business.
Right.
He is what you're promoting. You don't have to call it that way, but it's the truth. What does that mean? It means that researching market in America in a month,
yeah,
is not, should not. And if I'm talking too much, tell me. If I'm too forward, tell me. You too. I don't mind. In my opinion, I analyzed it quite a bit over the years. In my opinion, we have these role things. It is not a going to research the American market in terms of roles is the wrong move. It's the wrong move because what you are trying to do is saying, okay, is it worth building a business or investing in a business of rollers? Yes or no? That is the wrong question, in my opinion. And whatever the answer will be, it will be the wrong answer because the question is wrong. If the question is wrong, the answer has to be wrong. I think main question is, are you willing to invest in Luca? What that means is something completely different. That means, do I, in this case, Herbert Maxwell and Golden Maxwell, or Maxwell's company, or the Maxwell Holding Company, think that it is worth putting an X amount of money on a business trying to promote Luca's products, period? When that is the question, if the answer is no, that's where you stop. There is no market research that can answer that. Because you know Luca, you cannot, you know, show a puppet of Luca and say, is he worth
it? I can't hold him up.
Yeah, you can't make research.
Parade him around.
Right. By the way, it's Luca and Robert, by the way. Is that worth investing or not? The answer is no, and the answer is no. If the answer is so, that's where you stop. If the answer is yes, if
what
money,
what do you think?
I think yes. If I would have money,
yes.
If I would have money, spare money, personally, from my knowledge of Luca, I would put money into him. Not too much. I wouldn't pay millions.
He's told me.
When I say into him, let me make this clear because it's not understood from what I'm saying. When I'm saying into him, it does not mean giving him money to develop stuff. That is not what I mean at all. What I'm saying is, do you want to be Maxco Tema? There's a reason you call it Maxco Tema, not just Maxco. Maxco Tema meaning the front of the Tema company, the marketing and sales front of the Tema company, meaning Luca. Not investing in Tema, investing in Maxco Tema. But is Maxco Tema a business worth investing in for you? If it's not, so not. If it is, I think it is. I would, if it would be me, if I would have that kind of money. And if it wouldn't be money, I have to live on.
He's told me, by the way, that according to his calculations, he needs approximately 100,000 euros.
No, that is not what I am talking about. What I am talking about is, it worth it for you to run around, to spend money? For example, this is a for instance. He wants $100,000. He wants $1 million. Okay, doesn't matter. Is it worth it for you to spend whatever has to be spent within a year? To give it a year. A year is to try it for a year. To go to all the breadths of the world and try and convince him to invest in that or not. What I'm saying, I'm not talking about the investment in Luca, or in Tema. I'm talking about investing into Maxco Tema. You're not following. Usually when I say invest in Luca, it means give money to Luca or to Tema, which is his company, right? To do stuff. That is not what I'm saying at all. When I'm saying invest in Luca, I mean invest in Maxco Tema.
Which means
the following. Masotema is a company that's supposed to be a front of, not a company of rollers. It's not a company of rollers. It's
Masotema
a company.
Masotema is a sales rep.
It's a sales rep of Tema. Exactly. Right. Is Masotema worth investing or not? That is the question. The question is not whether or not rollers are a good product. That is not the question, because maybe it's possible that rollers, you'll go to America and rollers cannot be sold. They are outdated and oversold. But I mean, theoretically, and cannot be sold. If your product is rollers, business is finished. If your product is Luca, that means fly to Genoa, have a heart-to-heart with Luca, and say, no, you have to start looking at, we did a market research, we spent $10,000 for that market research, that's none of your business, I'm just telling you, and our answer for that is, no, you should focus on the UD Precise, or you should focus on heating water, for example. Am I getting through here?
Yes.
If the business is rollers, so you got to America and you see there is no rolls, or you're unable to sell it, or you didn't make a website or whatever, so you've spent the same $10,000 and the business is over, and next week or next year you'll visit again Luca and spend another $10,000 for preliminary market research on espresso machines with those coils, and either it works or not, but if it doesn't work, so again you spend another $10,000 and you've come nowhere. What I am asking, my question, what I think strategically you need to do is to commit. That's the word. To commit to Luca. Not to Luca, to commit to him that you won't leave him, but for yourself. Not to say all the time, for 8 years now, let's see where this brings us. Which is basically what we're doing, what you are doing, and a lot of part of the time I was doing. And then we're all the time, you have an exit point. Next month, funds will be low, we can stop, because nothing happened. That is the opposite of commitment. When I say investment means commitment. Commitment means I'm taking a certain amount of money, it doesn't matter. And this is going to being the sales rep of Luca.
But how does this work vis-a-vis Luca, if he needs money for...
No, it means that we go, that we take those $10,000, and if he needs money, or if we decide, not him, if we decide he needs money, he thinks he needs $100,000, but we did our calculations and we know he's a little bit out there as far as money goes, and he needs $250,000. So we go, and that costs money to do that, but what we do is we go and get the $250,000. Our job in that scenario would be to get the $250,000, not from our pockets, not from your pocket, because you don't have it and maybe you don't want to risk it.
Yeah, but you don't know the industry well enough to be able to come up with any figure, high, low.
Yes, I'm saying you're right.
It would be interesting to find out on what basis.
You are right.
On what basis exactly.
Exactly.
How did he come to that?
Exactly. You are totally right. But the point is, whatever has to be done has to be done. And that costs money. It doesn't cost $250,000. What costs $250,000 is not our... It's not our money to give, because say you come to me and I have $100,000 and you have $200,000 and we give him $300,000, it doesn't work. So it doesn't work. My son, we're not hedge funds. We're not venture capitalists. We are a company that is selling, and not only selling, funding, getting fundraisers and PRs and so on and so forth of Tema International, of Tema International Athletic Golf Whistle today. Right? That is what we do. So some of the things that have to be done sometimes are raising funds. Not from your pocket. Raising funds is part of the business, day-to-day activities. You need to raise funds. It could be a loan. It could be investment. It could be venture capital. It could be a million different things. But it costs money to do so. You need people. You need someone to build a website. You need someone to run around among these capital funds and you know, give pitches and do a presentation and be upset not to get the money and go back and make phone calls and go to another company. These are jobs. These are. This is part of day-to-day business. It costs money that has to be invested into Max Kotema. To get money, you need to invest money into Max Kotema. Once Max Kotema has a budget, then you can go to Luca and say, listen, I will get you that money for the espresso machine. But I don't believe, or it's not worth it for me as Max Kotema, to invest the money needed. I don't believe we can raise money for the rollers, for example. Then you can come to him and say, listen, this is what I, as your sales rep, or as your back office, call it whatever you, the opposite, your front office, okay? I am telling you, this cannot be done, this can't be done. Focus on that. That we can get money for that, we can do PR for that. For the other thing, then we go and make, why do you say so? Then we go to America and research the market. Is there actually shaykhs to focus on rollers or on espresso machines? Or on something bichlal completely different? Then we go to, or maybe okay, you go and research America. You understand what I'm saying? Okay. That's my free strategic consultancy. Okay. I don't think you would have that.
Okay, so let's go back to basics. Yeah. You will receive photos.
Wait 1 minute. So let's go back to basics. Lemaisa, you are asking me to do two projects basically. One, to basically update. Hopefully, it's possible to update. I'm making this clear. Maybe I'll have to redesign the whole thing.
Which means you left something on our computer.
No. Whatever I left on your computer, I downloaded.
No, because perhaps you deleted stuff and maybe we still have some stuff on our computer.
I seriously doubt that. I can make a lot of this. I never did it from this computer.
No.
I never worked on this computer. I had my own computer.
No. This website is registered?
How do you call this guy?
I think it's GoDaddy.
Yeah, I'm surprised he's still keeping it.
Because I get a thing on the statement from the bank that they take the money every year or something.
Yeah, it's not so much money. It's worth keeping just for the name.
Of course. Yeah.
Yes, but I might need to redesign it. Maybe it's actually a good thing because again, it's a little out there.
Yes. Okay.
But that's number one.
Yes.
That's number one.
And you need I'll need the photos, and I'll need
you or myself.
Yes.
But that needs that. Let's discuss that in a minute because it's a bit of an issue because how do I present myself to Luca?
How do you?
Who am I to Luca? Okay, it's a bit of an issue technically because what does Luca know? I mean, who am I vis-a-vis Luca?
I've spoken to Luca about it already.
Okay, so if you want me, I will send him an email.
And, I told Luca that I will pay for whatever your work is.
Very good, okay.
Okay,
so, I will
so call he knows, that's
fine.
Clear.
I will send Luca an email. I'll CC
it. Do you want to send it or I can send it, whatever.
It doesn't matter, whatever in the office.
But you should tell him that, you should tell him the urgency of it.
I will. That is for UD Precise. Does he have access to an actual UD Precise?
Does he have access to...
Do you still have the pictures of the UD Precise from back then?
Yeah.
If I'm going to redesign it, I'm going to need the pictures again.
You have them on your computer.
Who has access to... Does Robert have access to UD Precise?
No. You have photos of it.
Okay. We'll find solutions to every problem of the solution. But it won't hurt if you send us a few drawings of that too, a few technical drawings.
Okay. Now,
perhaps a picture of him and a picture of you too. I'd like to put that up.
He's got this thing on Skype holding a few fish.
Not that picture.
No.
And by the way, tell him to get rid of that.
I know.
I'm not going to tell him this. You have to tell him. The first thing, if you write Luca Barisonzo and you hit that, that's the first thing you will see. And once you see that, you will not do business with him.
No.
What is he doing?
He's got a huge fish.
It's 2 years old, that picture. I'll show you. Gewalt geschrieben. He's a grown man. Here we go. If you write Luca Barisonzo,
he's got a brilliant mind.
Here's what you see.
He's got a brilliant engineering mind.
I know.
It's really a brilliant engineering mind.
He actually caught these guys, huh?
Yes. Okay. Tell him.
That should be on his Facebook page.
I won't. You tell him that.
That's his Facebook page.
Yeah.
That's personal, you know.
It's not personal. When you write in Google, Luca Barisonzo.
He should be on LinkedIn.
He is on LinkedIn.
Yeah. Facebook
comes up first.
Because in Facebook, you put all that. It's a personal thing.
Right.
When you talk to
Brett. And you say, listen, and you'll say, who's this guy? And you'll say, Luca Parisonzo. While speaking to you, he will type in Luca Parisonzo.
Listen, you want to tell him or should I tell him?
You tell him. I won't be as specific as that. So that's one project.
Okay.
And another project is the rollers on their own.
Yes.
For that, I need everything from scratch.
Okay.
Every content you might have.
But maybe he will give you the photos of the rollers which are on the.
Good. So
I'll tell him.
I will need for both.
Yes.
Both websites.
Yes. Yes.
But I will need every possible text you can come up with. And I will need every bit of picture or. Drawings again.
He has to paint.
It would be interesting if
he has to paint
also, if the illustration.
And possible.
You want to get that one?
Okay. Oh, you get it.
I'm running late. And possible. Oh, I would like from you a list. Even if it doesn't have to be real, a list of possible applications.
Application for the rollers.
For the rollers.
Okay.
Which will come up, and I will make from it a nice thing, right? With pictures and.
Okay.
This industry, that industry, and so on and so forth.
Okay.
Is that all?
There is a. Let me give you.
I'm running a little bit late.
You're running late. Sorry.
It's okay.
Let me give you.